Candace Cooper filling Joe Ovius' sizable shoes today. How are you, Candace?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. I appreciate you joining me today. Jonathan Rand is the producer of this program. He's going to sing for us in a little bit. I don't know if you know this, but that's what Rand does.
Yeah, from time to time, he gives me a good beat. I love his runs, literally, when he sings.
He's shown a lot of range in the last week, so we'll see what he can come up with. Do you know who hasn't shown any range? And now I'm officially like, Rand, do we have a siren? Do we have an alarm? Do we have like a warning?
Like a warning thing. We need. I'll find one for us because we might need one.
Because I think it's officially time to panic if you're the Carolina Hurricanes.
Really?
Lose last night 4-1. They have now played 5 road games in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They've lost all 5 of those road games.
They just don't have their people. That's okay.
I went into the game last night saying, I want you to show me now, Hurricanes. Now it's time. Game 3, Rangers go home. You're going to get somebody's fastball after they were embarrassed slightly by the way that they played, right?
Sure.
That's natural.
Yeah.
Game 4 should be the reaction, though. Mm. We saw in the Boston series, the Canes got out of character, didn't play their game. And you think to yourself, okay, that happens. First round, working some things out.
Yeah.
Second round, you're thinking, game 4, now's the time to show me. Stop screwing around. Drop the hammer. Give me the fastball. All the cliches you can come up with. And they lose 4-1.
Well, that's one, not the Canes, but two, I mean, we've seen how playoffs usually go. People get some pride about them when they're at home, typically win games. So is this not on brand for the Hurricanes to kind of drop those away games?
Here's the thing that bothers me. I watched the end of the regular season, and Joe Ovius is not here to defend himself today, but I was legitimately concerned about the Hurricanes, the way that obviously they win their last 6 games of the year. They got to the end of March, in the middle of April, and it was like they were just playing with their food. Mm. And including a game, now, follow me just a little bit here. They played the Florida Panthers at home. I went to the game, and they lost the game. And I thought to myself, this was one of those games, this was one of those show-me games that I wanted to leave there going, you know what?
Yeah.
This team can do it. And last night was one of those nights where I wanted to leave watching the game, the Canes, Rangers, and go, you know what? The Canes can do it.
Now, did they not show you enough fight? Because if they had had a close matchup and lost, would you have felt a little bit better? At least they showed you some chutzpah. Like, they were trying their best.
No, it's not an effort question.
Okay.
You know, they get down 2-0 in the first period. The first power play that the Rangers scored on was wonky. It was a hit on Domi that you could have called either way. They didn't call it. They end up giving an instigator penalty to Lawrence, I believe. And the Rangers cashed their chance. Now it's 1-0. Then they score a good goal. It's 2-0. The game was over in the first period. The Canes can talk about whatever they want to talk about. They had one of the players on before. Was it Ian Cole? After the second intermission, they had, I think it was Ian Cole they interviewed. And he was like, we've come back before. We were down 4-0 against Columbus. And I'm thinking here, buddy, that's great that you have kind of this confidence. But I am of the belief that the NBA does it right. If you're going to lose big,
lose.
Yeah, if you're going to lose, lose big. None of this, you know, gut buster, almost had it. No, I even would have put the other guy in, Kochetkov, in the third period and just said, let's go home. Let's get out of here. Let's be healthy and get out of here. Because I thought Ronto was outstanding much of the night. But he made a couple of saves and a couple of splits. And I'm like, ooh, how are you not hurt on that?
He gave himself a vasectomy. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Very flexible.
But then like 6 minutes into the third, the Canes score and you're like, maybe?
No.
No.
There was no glimmer last night.
No glimmer of hope?
There was no glimmer last night. And that's fine. And for me, listen, you could say I'm overreacting. I can say.
I feel like you are. You think you're a little pressed because there's still a lot of hockey. There's a lot of hockey left.
There is a lot of hockey left, and they could probably even still win this series.
Yeah.
You're right. I have optimism they could still win this series because they'd have to win their 2 home games. But I just.
This team isn't beating Tampa?
We'll get to Tampa in a second now. But I'm looking at the champions, Stanley Cup champions. Here are their road records, 7-4, 10-3, 10-3. The Penguins in 2017 were 6-6 on the road. That's still 6 more wins than the Canes have on the road.
But this team, Carolina Hurricanes, are not traditional, right? They do everything off kilter. So they're not going to do what we're used to seeing because that's just who they are. They're going to give you those panic attacks and pull it off.
So here's the thing. I am not someone who believes in something until I can see it. I am that guy.
Okay.
Right? Like, I would look at Dean Smith in 1982 and go, well, you're not going to win the national championship because you've never done it before. You haven't proven to me that you can do it. Mm. I am that guy. I need to see it before I believe it.
But the Canes have won a Stanley Cup.
They have, but no one's won the Stanley Cup without winning a road game, okay? And I get we're only in the second round.
We love a good stat. We love a good asterisk where we say this is the first time in history where a team doesn't win any road games and they end up doing the whole thing.
So the NHL playoffs expanded in 87 to seven-game series for each round. Since 87, every team but one has had a winning record on the road to win the Stanley Cup, and that was the Devils in 03. They were 4-7 on the road. 26 games is also the maximum anyone's ever played, so you'd have to go the full 28 if the Canes were to continue this trend. So, to your point, Candace, they would have two asterisks if they could potentially do this. But again, I'm also one of these people who likes to, when I see something, go, let me extrapolate from there.
Okay.
And I wanted to see the hammer last night. The money was on the table last night, and the Canes did not take it. The Rangers did.
So was the money not on the table, therefore you're like, okay, back up a second. Are we not even thinking about next round? I just want you to make it through this one. You're panicking about this said round. Or did you already think that they were going to win this round?
I think after they went up 2-0, mm-hmm. I thought going into last night, they would show us a different response than what we saw in game 4 in Boston. In fairness to them, they did not play out of character last night. They played their game, most of their game. Now, they couldn't win any of the fights. They couldn't control the puck. They were sloppy with the puck. Poor Marty Natchez, if he bangs one of those in, maybe we're having a different conversation. But that's hockey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
The difference between you getting a break and you winning the cup, one of the same.
Absolutely.
So that's where my cause of concern is. And I'm not on the team, so I can look ahead and see the mountain that is in front of them in Andrei Vasilevskiy. Mm-hmm. And I am now completely convinced by everyone who is like, yeah, the regular season doesn't matter. Okay, I'm with you. Finally, I'm with you. The Florida Panthers were the best team in the NHL. They scored the most goals. They had the most wins. They had the most points. They scored three freaking goals in four games against Andrei Vasilevskiy.
Yeah.
Three goals in four games. Like, how are you supposed to beat this guy?
I mean, he's a machine, but the Carolina Hurricanes are the Carolina Hurricanes. They're just different. They have Rob Brindamore. Like, they just have a different energy about them. You got to just rally behind the troops.
They do have Rod Brindamore.
I'm here for Candace's positivity. Okay? This is, come on.
And you got to have the good juju.
And I do enjoy Rod Brindamore, but I would enjoy it a lot more if they could show me something away from PNC Arena. You're listening to the OG. I'm Joe Giglio. Candace Cooper is in for Joe Ovius today. Jonathan Rand is the producer of this program. And yes, I think it's, if you're the Canes, I think it's time to panic. Do we have Rod audio? Because my guess is Rod was not panicking. My guess is there was a lot of process about last night. First period wasn't good, would be my guess. We were a little sloppy. We didn't win our fights in our own zone. Will be some of that. Got to clear the puck. Got to take advantage of our chances in special teams. But let's see what the coach came up with.
You know, we gave them the power play there, and that got them going right away. And you know, we zipped it around pretty good there. And obviously we gave up a power play goal at the second one. The first one was, they were zipping around. They had it in our zone the whole time. We failed. You know, we had it three or four times, should have got it out. You know, so it was just, you know, we kind of did it to ourselves a little bit in the first. And then, you know, we got kind of playing again, but by then it's too late. You gave him two stuff to come back.
So that's Rod.
We stunk. What more do you want from me? We stunk. Okay, fine. Let's move on. Let's go back home, do what we do, and let's be good with it.
And that is the good thing about being a process person.
Yeah.
Whether it's the preseason, whether it's the regular season, whether it's the playoffs, when you're Rod Brindamore and you stick with the process the way that he does, then your players know what to expect. So you're right. The Canes have an advantage with the coach and the style of play that they have.
Now, are you the type who, you're going to be all this, everyone get your pitchforks, we're going down, it's all this bad. And then when they win, you go back, see, I knew it. I just knew they had it in them. I'm just like, yeah, rally around the troops, because you can't be fake.
No. There's something about me, Candace, that you should probably know. There's nothing more in this world that I take more pleasure in than being right. And there's nothing more that I take more seriously than being wrong. So I never.
You don't want to be wrong. So you're basically giving up on the Canes.
I do not. I did not. In complete transparency, in complete transparency.
Yes.
I thought the Florida Panthers were going to win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, God.
They did not. There was no point in this year where I thought the Hurricanes were going to win the Stanley Cup. So I can't be right about
that. So have you been
that.
Pleasantly surprised at how they're doing, or it's just kind of been like, eh, I mean, I guess.
They made good moves in the offseason for these specific reasons to be better in the playoffs. I can't say as I've seen that yet. And that's what I'm looking for. Maybe it's Freddie Anderson. I don't know. I'm not blaming anything on Antti Raanta last night. I thought he was outstanding. Mm-hmm. But there is a difference when you have your number one goaltender and you win the number of games the Canes did during this regular season with Freddie Anderson. It could get in your head as an athlete. You know this. But I wanted to see something last night, and I didn't see it last night. That's what it comes down to. And if you gave Rod Brind'Amour the truth serum about last night, my guess is those first 20 minutes, he wasn't in love with his team either after those first 20 minutes.
Sure. So it's confirmed what you thought all along. So basically you're saying that they're not going to win the whole thing and like he doesn't believe in the Canes. All right. I got it. That's
well,
something up for you.
He believes in them. I wanted to see evidence last night and we did not get that evidence.
Yeah. I mean, it confirmed your thoughts. So I just think that when the tide turns, are you also the person who has contrition who says, like, I was wrong?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay, we'll be listening for the show during the parade where, you know, everybody's going to see you out there and y'all have to do the little interviews and stuff. Everybody's going to tell you how wrong you were. And I just want you to be like, yeah, I was.
No, I own all of those mistakes. I picked North Carolina to win the ACC championship in football this year. And I had to wear that.
This coming season?
No, last year. I thought they were going to win the ACC.
Mac Brown sold you a bill of goods.
I know.
So did Sam Howell. That's a shame.
This is how it goes sometimes.
And the scandal. Did you watch that offensive line? No, you didn't. I know you didn't.
They had two guys taken from the offensive
line.
Please,
I'm a Giants fan, and I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. Go on to the next.
That might be a Hey Joe question. We'll see. I think it's time to panic. Let's ask Bates Battaglia. Canes great. Part of that 0-2 run. Eastern Conference champion Bates, am I overreacting or is it time to panic?
Definitely overreacting by calling me great. But as far as the Canes, I mean, obviously we're not in the best position that we would like, but you look at the first round and it came around. I feel like we need to get something straightened out with the away games, but. They're playing well. I mean, they're getting opportunities. If they weren't getting any scoring chances, I'd be nervous. They're hitting posts and they're making mostly the right plays, but you got to tighten it up. It just got to be tightened up. Tighten up the ship.
Speaking of making the most and hitting posts and getting opportunities, Bates, I'm sure you've been in a slump before in your career, right?
My whole career.
That's not fair, man. Like, come on. But I'm sure you can understand where Marty Natchez is right now. And he hits a post last night, gets one actually by the goalie, and you're like, hey, and then no. If you could sit down and give Marty a little bit of advice right now, what would it be?
I mean, he'd be the one giving me advice. But I honestly, outsider looking in, it's one of those where, I mean, if you get to the point where you're holding your stick so tight because you are just like, you know, fighting the puck, you know, it's you got to relax a little bit as much as you can. I mean, you're obviously, when you're in this position, it's life or death at this point. So it's tough. And, you know, there's everybody's been through it, greater than me, worse than me. And, you just got to fight through it. Like they say, the simple things is what's going to get you past it. You know, doing the little things right, and then you build on little positives over and over, and eventually that puck's going to go in for you.
Bates Battaglia joining us thanks to John Heaster Chevy. He's joining us throughout the playoffs. Canes and Rangers are tied at 2 games each. They'll be back for Game 5 tomorrow night. PNC Arena will be out there, weather permitting. But, of course, Bates, you played with Rod Brind'Amour. You have a fairly good handle on how he handles the players and his coaching style. I'm curious, what did you think his reaction, not publicly, we saw the public reaction. What do you think he's thinking after seeing his team last night? I was hoping to see the fastball last night. I'm just going to be honest with you. I wanted to see something last night. I wanted to see the Secretariat at the Kentucky Derby, and instead we saw, I don't know what that was last night. So what do you think his reaction to last night's performance is?
I think it's similar to what I was saying, just, you know, building on the positives. At this point, the team knows what needs to be done. I mean, it's second round. They know what they got to do. It's all about execution. You know, there's not a whole lot he can tell them to get to, you know, what he needs them to do. They know. So, I mean, it's just kind of just reinforcing same old stuff and, you know, executing it.
Bates Pataglia joining us here on the OG. Joe Ovis is out today. Candace Cooper's in. I'm Joe Giglio. All right, Bates, there's two teams in this series, and I part of my panic level has to deal with the Rangers and the confidence that I think they're gaining from their two wins on their home ice. I don't think they played poorly in their losses here in Raleigh. What are you seeing out of the Rangers and maybe a corner, perhaps their top players returning?
Well, yeah, I definitely think they've got a little more confidence. I mean, obviously, you come off two wins at home. But, you know, that you got the same thing coming back here with the Canes having confidence playing at home. The problem is that everybody's confident when they're playing at home, and we're trying to fix that. So, you know, I think they'll come in, you know, flying, I'm sure. So, I mean, the Canes definitely need to be ready for them. But as we've seen, they usually are at home.
All right, Bates. So I've been the more positive one of the group today, and I'll just say that I feel like after listening to you, I feel there's a little bit of just lull in your voice, and I'm just a little bit confused because I would think you would come up here and excite us and tell Joe not to panic and, like, get into it. Like, we need to be hype right now. I don't understand why we're literally in the playoffs of hockey, NHL hockey. Like, why are we not more excited? Why are we feeling like the Canes aren't going to do it?
I think that's something that that's how we are. You know, we always focus on never being too high or too low.
Okay.
You know, you go out there and you're all crazy, you're gonna make mistakes. You gotta stay an even keel. That's always been a big hockey thing as far as I'm concerned. I've never heard a coach come out and say, hey, you know, we're just get out there go nuts. I mean, we gotta be even keel, doing the right thing, and good things will happen.
You know, for a sport that fights on ice, that is very hard to believe. I'm not going to hold you, Bates. That's very hard to believe that you guys be even killed. But I'll let you have it. Do you still think, though, that the Canes...
Go ahead. On average. Maybe okay. Not everyone.
Though, when you look at the grand scheme of things, Tampa Bay is probably in looking a little close. Maybe we're looking a little too far ahead. And I'm believing us to get through this round. How confident do you feel, though, that the Canes will be able to really get that Stanley Cup when it's all said and done?
Well, I think that's, you know, part of the playoffs, everybody grows. I mean, every round you get a little bit better, every game a little bit better. And, you know, and then you got another thing, for, you know, talking about Tampa Bay, I mean, they're going to be off for a while. You know, they might get a little stagnant. You know, it's part of the game. You got to react. You know, anything can happen in the playoffs. That's why you play the game.
Bates Pataglia, many thanks to John Heaster, Chevy Bates. We'll talk to you after game 5. Appreciate you taking your time as always.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.